Brock, could you talk about the touchdown pass to Hopkins and then your two interceptions, please?
Yeah, that's a broad spectrum, but certainly to, you know, start, you know, first two games out the gate, first two series, a turnover, you know, that's something that I need to clean up. You know, today's turnover on the first series was just a poor throw by myself. You know, I felt like Braxton ran a great route, and that's something I'll get cleaned up. You know, it's obviously turnovers are never good, and then when you turn the ball over in the red area, you know, it's really not good. So that is something that I know I need to improve upon as far as protecting the ball and protecting the ball early, especially when we have a good drive going. And then to be able to, you know, make a big play with DeAndre coming off of a turnover. You know, coach is always talking about complementary football. You know, when your defense makes a big play or when the special teams make a big play, you know, offense, you need to take that momentum and finish with a touchdown. And I think that's exactly what took place in that moment. DeAndre did a heck of a job. You know, I think he got walled out of bounds. He kept fighting. He kept playing the play. He got back inbounds, made a heck of a catch, and scored a touchdown. And then once again, you know, on the second turnover, you know, that's just me. You know, it's miscommunication that I think needs to get cleaned up, and it will get cleaned up. You know, we spend a lot of hours in here throughout the week meeting, trying to get on the same exact page on a lot of different plays. And, you know, that's something between DeAndre and myself that I know we'll get it cleaned up and we'll be better in the future. You know, I haven't really seen it. Obviously, you know, just the quick replays in the stadium. But once again, I think that just shows what kind of football player DeAndre is. You know, I'm not sure if he was kind of getting pulled down or if he tripped or what the deal was. But once again, he kept playing the play, and it looked like he made a heck of a catch. But obviously, you know, it was ruled incomplete, and that's what we're going to go with. But I think it just shows the competitive fire that DeAndre has. You know, it seems like it doesn't matter if he's double covered or if he's in press or whatever it is, he's going to fight and he's going to play the whole play, and you know, he's going to come up with the football and make some big time plays.
What was it like for you to watch the defense keep Alex on the offensive
field? What our defense did today was absolutely incredible, and you know, they should get a ton of credit for what they did today. You know, offensively, you know, did we play where we wanted to? Absolutely not. You know, we have a higher standard, and we'll continue to work and get better, and we will get better. But what our defense did to allow us to stay in the game, like I said, it's truly incredible. It was a lot of fun to watch. Those guys were flying around. They were making plays. They were sacking the quarterback. They were pressuring the quarterback. The secondary was making plays. And my hat's truly off to our defense. They had a hell of a day today.
What does it mean to you to have 200-yard receivers, which has been rare around here?
Well, you know, I think that's a credit to how hard those guys work in the off season. But more importantly than stats, I think the best stat right now is 2-0. You know, I'm not worried about who has what yards receiving, who has what yards rushing, what I'm throwing for. This is, all I care about is wins and losses. And right now, we have two huge team wins to start the season. And that's what I'm truly proud of right now.
Brock, it's obviously early, and it'll be week by week, step by step. But how would you evaluate your first two games overall, quarterback and the team? You've had, as you just said, you know, Fuller and Hopkins with 100-yard games. You're 2-0, but I would imagine there's another level you know you have to get to leading this offense.
Without question, and it starts with eliminating the turnovers. if I just protect the football with the way our defense is playing right now, the way, you know, Leckler's playing, the way our running game's going, good things are going to happen for this football team. So obviously my main emphasis going into this practice week is protecting the football. And I think if I can do that, you know, we'll continue to put the offense in good situations. You know, like I said, we have a very high standard for what we expect our offense to do this season. Have we met it? Absolutely not. But are we working every single day to meet it? Absolutely.
Hey, Brock, what the last drive where you guys need to kill some clock, need to get some points that leads to your final field goal, They know you're going to run it. You got to run it. What'd you find there? What's your the group up front? What they kind of show you during that drive?
They showed a lot of grit and a lot of toughness. You know, those boys up front, they wanted to run the football. You know, they wanted the game to be on their shoulders, which is huge for a football team to see your offensive line. You know, really say, hey, let's run the football here. Let's finish this game. And I couldn't be more proud of those five guys and the tight ends and the receivers. The receivers were diving in there and making blocks. The backs were running hard. And I think that was just a testament to the grit of this football team. You know, has anything the past 2 weeks been perfect? Absolutely not. But bottom line, we found a way to get it done when we needed to.
Brock, you beat the Patriots last year. How much of an advantage is that for not just you, but them?
Well, you know, I think it gives me some confidence going into the football game. But, you know, last year's football game that I played in against the Patriots is, you know, it's almost irrelevant because it was with a different football team and a completely different situation. The one thing it does give me is some knowledge of how the Patriots schematically like to play, how they want to play. It gives me a little bit of information on their personnel. But this is these are two completely different football games, and that's how we're going to approach this.
Brock, after the ruling when the Texans were on defense today, does it make it even more complicated to figure out what constitutes a catch in the National Football League?
You know, that's not up to me to decide. You know, bottom line, my job's to go out there, play to the best of my ability, and play the next play. So, you know, if they signal a touchdown, if they signal incomplete, that's not up to me. My job's just to play the next play.
Brock, on that final field goal drive, you guys have a 3rd and 6 at the 48. You had that quick pass to Grimes. Can you take us through that play? It seemed like you kind of caught the defense a little bit off guard there.
Yeah, you know, that was something that we had talked about during the week. We had seen that their defense at times had some miscommunication as far as tracking the back when we aligned him in an empty set. That was a situation I noticed that the linebackers were having some communication. Nobody had gone out with Grimes. And so we just have a quick cadence where we snap the ball and we throw it out to him. And, you know, Hop made a heck of a block. And you know, Grimes, shoot, he made one guy miss and made a big play for us in a time when we really needed it. And I think that goes back to kind of the theme of this football team right now. Nothing's perfect, but there's a lot of grit and there's a lot of fight in this football team. And when a play needs to be made, players are stepping up just like Grimes did today and making plays.
I know you have to go back to watch the film, but in the red zone, you guys have been having some issues. What would you say off the top of your head is, I guess, the biggest cause of all those? Bill O'Brien said the penalties have been a big killer.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get a penalty in the red area and move yourself back, you're making your job harder. So that's one. Obviously, the turnover early in the game, completely my fault. You know, I made a poor throw, an inaccurate throw. So there's another problem. You know, but until I see the tape, it's really going to be hard to judge that one. You know, maybe it's just a little more focus needed in the red area just to finish that drive in the end zone. But like I said, you know, until I see the tape, I won't be able to really answer that question for you.
Brock, Will Fuller is the first rookie receiver in this franchise history to open his career with back-to-back 100-yard games. What do you think that says about him?
Well, I think it says everything about his work ethic. You know, you just don't randomly have back-to-back 100-yard games in the National Football League. You know, that takes someone who works extremely hard and somebody who is constantly getting better at their craft. And so, you know, like I've told you guys from day one, Will comes in here, he sits in here, he always has his notepad out, he's always taking notes, he wants to get better, he works hard at practice. You know, he doesn't, he never takes a single rep off in practice, which, as you guys know, a Houston training camp isn't exactly the coolest thing in the world, is temperature-wise. And, for a receiver to take every single rep, that says a lot. And that's exactly what Will did during training camp. So he's a hard worker. Back-to-back 100-yard games for him doesn't surprise me one bit.
Brock, at this point in the season, do you take away more the frustration of the interceptions or the encouragement of the rhythm that you guys have had at several drives so far?
I think it's everything. You know, it's always easier to correct mistakes when you get a win. It helps a little bit. But certainly the turnovers are something that I know needs to be cleaned up and they need to be fixed. And like I said, that's going to be my main point of emphasis this week going into Thursday night's game. But, you know, bottom line, like I said, you know, defense has been playing lights out. It's so fun to watch those guys play. Our special teams have been doing a great job, and the offense has been making the plays that we need to make when the game's on the line. And once again, can we be better? Yes. And we're striving every single day to get there.
Brock, the second pick, it seemed like the ball just got away to Hopkins where it was thrown a little out of his reach and Peters took it. But the first drive ones in week one and then today, are you trying to do too much at times, especially in those tight areas and maybe not taking, you know, the smaller, simpler thing that's in front of you?
I don't think so. To be honest with you, I just think they're if you look at Chicago's interception and then if you look at today's first interception, I think they're just inaccurate throws. You know, Hops, the ball I tried throwing to Hopkins against the Bears on the first drive, I think if I just throw that ball a little bit more outside, it's honestly completed. And then today, same deal. If I just put it in front of Braxton, I think we have a completion there. So I think they're just two inaccurate throws that certainly can be cleaned up, you know, because I take great pride in my accuracy and our timing, and we work every single day to build that at practice. So I really think those are two things that can easily be cleaned up.
The cleanup, is that just, you know, footwork or whatever?
Excuse me?
Is cleaning it up just making sure your footwork's right? You know.
Yeah, that could be a part of it. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you have great feet in the pocket, it's going to help you make a great throw. But once again, I think a little bit of it's timing. It's just we're working different routes all the time. But, you know, obviously I know that the turnovers need to be fixed, and that's a high point of emphasis. But I'm not really sweating over it, if you will, because I know that they were just because they're inaccurate throws, and that's something that can easily be cleaned up.
What do your next 24 hours look like as you try to get a jump on Thursday?
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be done. I think I'm going to go enjoy this victory with some friends and my wife right now for a few hours over some dinner. And then right after that, it's going to be, you know, watch this film, clean it up. We'll have a conversation with Coach tonight to put this game to bed. And then tonight, get a jump on New England. You know, every single hour, every single minute counts and is extremely precious moving forward with a Thursday night game.